was supposed to meet you there. Join the police. News shared. But arriving early to the late afternoon traffic. Give my name, take a number, and find my place most reported, shame-faced, nervous, cocky doors swing open, and a white coat greets us through. Number 152, follow me, the doctor will see you. Now? But hold on, I was waiting. I'm suspended a moment between disappearing coat hand, tugging heartstrings, huddled back, through the only waiting room into the top of the street. No familiar silhouette appears to accompany here, so I'm dragged along in the slipstream, unaccustomed, clinical efficiency. Doors close and take a seat. A grave look. A chilled step. It's bad news. Something deep inside me tears. Something else. My disembodied voice asks questions as my phone vibrates against my thigh, and I imagine you arrive. Anxious, abandoned, unknown. I tell the doctors of your expected arrival and they leave to speak to you, giving me no indication of your news. My turn to wait, anxious and alone, separated by grey partition walls. Numb to the bone, minutes congealed like bad blood. I recall from my days when I phoned my friend, your message. Angry accusations that I don't care. The tear widened, and the broken bubble that was once my heart, crumbles. The knock at the door. The handle turns in the air. A living ghost. Pale. Scared. Our eyes meet and I'm lost in blue. It's bad news, baby. I know. Me too. And we reach across the broken silence to hold pale, imperfect flesh. Offering ineffective apologies for all the stupid, stupid mistakes. And I...